أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ما كان للنبي والذين آمنوا أن يستغفروا للمشركين ولو كانوا أولي قربى من بعد ما تبين لهم أنهم أصحاب الجحيم. وما كان استغفار إبراهيم لأبيه إلا عن موعدة وعدها إياه فلما تبين له أنه عدو لله تبرأ منه، إن إبراهيم لأواه حليم. وما كان الله ليضل قوما بعد إذ هداهم حتى يبين لهم ما يتقون، إن الله بكل شيء عليم. إن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت، وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير. We discuss from ayah number 113 to 116 of Surah At-Tawbah. Ayah number 113 was revealed at the time when the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Talib, a person that gave his heart and his soul to supporting the cause of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but yet he had not brought iman. Now is the time when he is on his deathbed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam visits him at that crucial time. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says to him that recite this kalima, la ilaha illallah. If you do so, I would then intercede for you on your behalf in the courts of Allah Ta'ala in the akhirat. Seated on the other side is Abu Jahl and Abdullah ibn Abi Umayyah. And they say to him that, are you going to leave the creed, the religion of your father Abdul Muttalib? And on this side, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's effort is that Abu Talib should recite the kalima. And on the other side, this tussle goes on, that are you going to leave the creed of your father Abdul Muttalib? And eventually Abu Talib leaves this world saying that he will be on the creed of Abdul Muttalib. And this is a very, very important, two aspects very important rather. One is this, that hidayat is in the hands of Allah, and the other is, there is no doubt that Abu Talib had loved our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He gave his life, he gave his soul, he was ostracized also with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is absolutely important, as much as following the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah give us the tawfiq for both. Nonetheless, he had left this world, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will continuously seek forgiveness on his behalf until an instruction from Allah Ta'ala comes. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the first of these verses, وَمَا كَانَ لِلنَّبِي. It is not becoming, it is not appropriate of a Nabi. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And those who had brought iman, أَن يَسْتَغْفِرُوا لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. That they seek forgiveness on behalf of a mushrik, of a polytheist. When he had left this world, and it is known that he left this world in the state of kufr. If, however, the polytheist is living and he is in the state of kufr, then to seek Allah, to beseech Allah to grant him hidayat is very beneficial. To ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive him would also mean that Allah would forgive him after Allah Ta'ala gives hidayat. So that will be permissible. And hence Allah says, وَلَوْ كَانُوا أُولِي قُرْبَى. Even though it be a close family member, مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُمْ أَصْحَابُ الْجَحِيمِ. After it be known that certainly he is from amongst the people of the blazing fire. Some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum heard this verse, and then they began to reflect on Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it is clear in other verses of the Quran Sharif, that he had made dua of istighfar and he had sought forgiveness on behalf of his father. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that, and Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لِأَبِي. The istighfar, the seeking of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam on behalf of his father was not إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةٍ وَعَدَهَا إِيَّا, but a maw'idah, a promise that he had made to his father, that when his father had said to him that I will pelt you, I will stone you to death, then he said, Salamun alayk, sa'astaghfiru laka rabbi, I will seek forgiveness for you in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. He made this a promise to his father as he parted away from his father. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that it was a promise that he had made, and hence he was in fulfilling that promise. He had sought forgiveness for his father. فَلَمَّا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌ لِلَّهِ. But when it became clear to him that his father was an enemy of Allah, either he left this world in a state of kufr, or now Allah Ta'ala informed him that your father is not going to be blessed with iman, تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ. Then Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam turned away from it. In other words, he disassociated with his father and he left making this dua. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَأَوَّاهٌ حَلِيمٌ. Certainly, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was awwah. Awwah got several meanings. Ulama have counted up to 15 meanings. The conclusion of all these meanings will be, he was soft-hearted and at the same time Haleem. He was also very forbearing. That on the one hand, he had this fikr and concern for his father. On the other hand, look at the response. The father is prepared to stone his son to death. And on the other side, the response from the son that I will continuously seek forgiveness. If this is not forbearance, then what would forbearance be? In the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِلَّ قَوْمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not let a community go astray. بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَاهُمْ. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided them. The seeking forgiveness and not seeking forgiveness, today also it became a very big issue among the certain quarters. But the truth is this, that few verses before, the believers have sold themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah loves, the believer will love. He's given his everything now to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if somebody did do this in error, it was done at the time when there was no wahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not just deviate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down the hukam. Allah will send down the command, like Allah Ta'ala had done to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hatta yubayyina lahum ma yattaqoon, until Allah Ta'ala clarifies what the believers should abstain from. Inna Allah bi kulli shay'in alim. Certainly Allah Ta'ala has power over all things. Inna Allah lahu mulku samawati wal ard. Certainly belonging to Allah Ta'ala is the sovereignty, the kingdom of the skies and the earth. Yuhyi wa yumeet. He gives life, he gives death. وَمَا كَانَ لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِّن وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And there is no protector and there is no helper for you besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.